Hello, I'm Andrew Kaunitz, professor and associate chair in the OBGYN department, University of Florida College of Medicine in Jacksonville. Today I'd like to discuss new guidance from ACOG regarding evaluation of adnexal masses. As more women undergo imaging of the abdomen and pelvis, we increasingly encounter patients with a diagnosis of adnexal mass. In this video, I highlight several points made by a new practice bulletin from the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. Vaginal ultrasound rather than computerized tomography or magnetic resonance imaging should be chosen as the first approach to imaging adnexal masses. An abdominal approach should be employed when vaginal imaging is not appropriate, including virginal patients, those with severe atrophic changes and masses that extend beyond the pelvis. Assessment of vascular flow with Doppler often provides useful information. Red flags for malignancy include papillary or solid projections within a cyst, irregularity, substantial flow with Doppler, and ascites. When a mass is identified, serum testing can provide information that helps assess risk of ovarian malignancy. Because CA125 assessment is associated with a high prevalence of false positives in premenopausal women, measuring this serum marker in premenopausal women is often not useful. However, in postmenopausal patients with an adnexal mass, an elevated CA125 level should prompt referral to a GYN oncologist. In pre- and postmenopausal women with adnexal masses, a multivariate index assay, as well as the risk of malignancy algorithm, identify malignancies with greater sensitivity and specificity than CA125 alone. A positive score, again, should prompt referral to a GYN oncologist. Simple cysts, hydrosalpinges, endometriomas, and mature cystic teratomas or dermoids represent benign cystic adnexal masses commonly imaged in premenopausal women. These types of masses often can be definitively diagnosed via ultrasound. When asymptomatic, these masses can be managed expectantly with serial sonographic follow-up. In premenopausal women, dominant follicles are 3 centimeters or less in diameter, while simple cysts are larger than 3 centimeters. In postmenopausal women, this threshold is 1 centimeter. Simple cysts, which often regress, have thin, smooth walls and no septations, solid components, or flow noted with Doppler. In women with dermoids or endometriomas, surgery should be considered if the masses are large, growing in size during sonographic follow-up, or symptomatic. Fortunately, the great majority of adnexal masses found with imaging are benign, and most are asymptomatic. Our challenge as women's health clinicians is, on the one hand, to not overreact to imaging findings, while on the other hand, to facilitate appropriate surgery for the relatively small number of patients for whom it is indicated. This new guidance from ACOG will help us achieve these goals. Thank you for taking the time to view this video. I'm Andrew Kaunitz.